Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell Squad podcast, episode 40, How to Express Yourself Authentically. This episode covers how to understand what you value in life and who you want to be, and steps to start living from value over fear to express your authentic self. Humans are a social species. We're hardwired to fit in, not to be our authentic selves. So living from fear, it's something that we all struggle with, and deep down, we know we live behind a mask a lot of the time. So it's no surprise that the biggest recorded regret of humanity is, I wish I lived a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. So in this episode, I cover a three-step process to help you start living from value over fear and express your authentic self. Hello, hello. It has been a while. So apologies for the guys that are following the podcast. It's been 5 weeks since my quote weekly podcast. So basically the person, Hannah, who does the podcast for me, she went on holidays and she wasn't around for like 2 weeks. And then instead of me, you know, taking ownership of and doing it myself, I was like, ah, there we go. There's an excuse. Dropped off it for more than double the time she was away. So there you go. Just showing you guys that, yeah, look, you might see him on Instagram, very disciplined, consistent with training, and maybe you think Everton, but no, it's not Everton. Look, it's like what I'm preaching. The don't settle attitude is just keep getting back on the path. No matter how many times you fall off, keep getting back on. And here we are. And yeah, geez, I had to do the intro there about 5 or 6 times, which never happened. I'm so out of touch just recording these. So yeah, today's episode, how to express yourself authentically. So this is a great one, I suppose, from the lens of my younger self, one that really would have been useful. So before we go into the three steps, I find it really useful lately to just define the things that we're talking about. Because like a lot of disagreements and differences is that we just have different ideas of what certain words mean. So the authentic definition is of undisputed origin and not a copy, genuine. Okay, so kind of two different ways it's described, like of undisputed origin, like it's not a copy of anyone else. And the other way you could say is that it's just the person being genuine, being themselves. And in terms of what, let's say, like I've for clients that sign up, I have a form at the end, or sorry, at the start for when clients sign up. Obviously, it's about like, let's say for Physical Freedom Program, it's about their injuries and different things like that. But I also have just one or two questions near the end for myself about like, you know, what did you like about my content? What kind of resonated with you? What made you sign up? And pretty much comes down to like 2 or 3 things consistently from the hundreds of clients. And one of them is this, like, oh, you seemed authentic. You weren't trying to kind of bullshit me or do these random, like you were just being yourself basically. And look, you look like genuine is a word I see a lot. Like you just look like you were genuinely trying to help people. And that's great for me. That's what I'm trying to do with it. But I wasn't always like this. Very, very tough for me to get to this stage. And I've broke it down into 3 steps here that'll hopefully help you get to this stage where you're not being a copy of other people, like you're being your genuine authentic self. And a way to kind of another way to describe it is acting from value over fear. So this is a more kind of technical way to describe it. So the title of how to express yourself authentically, that's so people understand what it's about. But To express yourself authentically, what you're really doing is you're deciding to act from your values instead of your fears. Okay, so yeah, to get into it then, we'll start with point one, verifying your values. Okay, so if we want to act from value over fear, which is expressing yourself authentically, we need to know what we value. Like, how can we act from value if we don't even know what they are? So the verifying your values is actually a module in the Lifestyle Design University. Stuff will be pulled from all my different programs and coaching here for this episode. But the way I described it in there is you want to verify your values. And I say verify your values because you already have values. Like even if you don't know it, then your values, instead of being conscious, they're subconscious. And the way that we know your values is it's what you spend your time doing. Very simple way to know. If you're like, oh, like maybe you're a person who's like, oh, I value integrity and I value family and whatever, and you know, that's great. But if you're a person's like, yeah, I don't have a, what does values even mean? I don't really know what I value. Just think of what do you spend the majority of your time doing? Very simple example here. Excuse me. If you go to the gym 6 times a week, what do you value? You value fitness. You know, you value your health. And another important point here is to say that your values are a verb, not a noun. So your values are determined by what you actually do, not by what you say you do. So to stick with that fitness example, let's say we have another person then who says, you know, they talk all about fitness, they post about fitness online, but then they go to the gym once, maybe twice a week, and they're eating unhealthy food and takeaways 3 or 4 nights a week, and they're drinking alcohol a lot. Do they value fitness? Do they value health? No. They're just saying they do, but they actually don't. So it's a big difference there. Values are a verb, not a noun. So to verify your values, yes, you can see what do you spend your time doing. So that's the kind of distinction. It's not like, it's not what do you spend your time talking about, it's what do you spend your time doing. So moving on then, in terms of verifying your values, you know it's a verb, not a noun. You've already looked at, like, let's say your week, a normal week for you, what do you spend your time doing? Cool, you're starting to pick out some of these values. Now that you're aware of your values, you can start to change them. You can start to actually act more in line with the things that you do value. So that's the two choices that we have then. Once we bring our values into our conscious awareness, we can change them if they aren't in line with who we want to be, or we can just, you know, stay in ignorance and just, yep, stop the episode here and just go back and let your kind of unconscious values run your life. But as we said, that's the biggest regret of humanity, you know, and we're obviously trying to stay away from that. So moving on to number two then. Once we have verified the values, now I want you to start noticing when you act from fear instead of these values. Okay, so what would be an example there? Maybe we'll just stick with that fitness example. Okay, so you value fitness and, you know, your goal was to get to the gym 4 times this week, and then on Thursday you were going to do an upper body session, but in work your friend is like, oh, let's go for pints tonight. And like, you don't actually want to go for the pints, but again, see, this is the fork in the road. Are you going to act from value and say, look, John, I want to go to the gym tonight. Maybe I'll be around Saturday if I want to go for pints Saturday, but, you know, I want to go to my gym session tonight. That's you acting from value. Or are you going to act from fear and be worried about what John thinks of you? Be worried that, oh, maybe if I flake him off for the gym, he won't like me. Maybe it won't fit in and work. All these fears start coming up and you go, oh, well, I was going to go to the gym. And then he's kind of egging on. You're like, ah, fuck it, I'll go for the pints. And he's like, ah, oh, Mark, you legend. Yeah, see you at 6. That's, you know, we everyone has those moments in so many parts of the week. So in that case there, instead of acting from your value, you've acted from fear. And that's normal. That's what we all do. As I said at the start, we're a social species. We're literally designed to fit in. Like back in the hunter-gatherer days, being your, quote, authentic self, that could get you killed. Like if you're ostracized from the group, you're not going to survive. So it's just important to realize here that we are hardwired to do this. It's nothing about you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's not like you can't stand up for yourself. You can, but it's something that you practice. So that's the two choices there, and I want you to kind of realize it. So that's the second point. Just notice these things, because it's not going to change straight away. You're not going to listen to this episode, understand it all, and then next time that happens, you're going to go, you know, fuck you, John. I'm going to the gym. Leave me alone. Awareness is the first point to change. So the first step is you're going to just start being more aware of these things happening. And you might still go for the pints, cool, but at least you'll, you know, the next day you'll realize, oh, maybe that's why I don't feel great today, because I acted from fear yesterday when I wanted to act from value. Okay. And then maybe you set a little commitment. The next time that happens, I'm going to say it in a nice way that, look, and even make an excuse if you want. Like, I'm not big on that, but you could do that too. Say, oh, I've actually something on tonight, John. You know, I can't. I want to go for the pints, but I can't. Like, if you need to do that, that's fine. Look, small gains, baby steps. You can work up to telling them the truth over time. So that was point two. What else did I down there? Oh yeah, just to give you a few of my examples, because again, look, same with all this stuff. Everything I preach about is stuff I really struggled with. Why, you know, do I have the Physical Freedom Program? Because I suffered with chronic pain and injuries since as long as I can remember. So same with this here. Like, I was the nice guy for most of my life. Like, I'm 32 now, all the way up to, we'll say, 23, 24. That's when I started learning all this stuff. That's when I started practicing acting from value over fear. But yeah, I was that nice guy for most of my life. Whatever people wanted to do, that's what I did. You know, even in one friend group, there was a guy who used to say, Mark, like, to kind of slag me whenever he'd be like, oh, whatever the lads are doing. Because that's just what I, like, oh, what you want to do, Mark? Or where do you, oh, I don't mind, like, whatever you guys want to do. You know, so literally just my default mode was a nice guy. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Oh, yeah, we'll just put everyone's needs above my own. Because that's going more into your own kind of self-awareness. And to say as well, if you want to dive more into that stuff, I was going to list a few episodes here, just older episodes. If you want to dive more into the self-awareness part of it, because we're going to be moving on now, look up episode 11, Triggers Are Your Greatest Teachers. Look up episode 13, Understanding Your Emotions, probably the best one. With those two, and Understanding Your Emotions, number 13, I'd say start there. Okay, so I'll go back to this. Moving on then to point three. Practicing acting from value over fear. Yeah, that's just kind of what I was saying there. So this is where you're starting to become your authentic self. You're becoming who you want to be. And that's what I have done. Like, to give you the examples there, I'm not the nice guy anymore. You know, I do what I want to do, which is working, you know, my physical freedom, mental freedom, lifestyle design, all the stuff that I'm basically coaching about now. I've took a lot of time to learn these things, put it into practice. What did I have down here? We'll stick with this bit here. Okay. So once you start doing that, the first thing I want you to notice then is the difference in how you feel. Okay. So even if we go back to that example from John, and when you eventually get to the stage where you have the courage now to actually either make up the excuse or just tell them, look, I'm going to the gym, notice how you feel afterwards. Like, in the moment, yes, you'll feel uncomfortable. You might, you know, feel, quote, a bit bad for maybe letting someone down, etc. But like, once you go through all that out to the other side, you're more than likely going to be proud of yourself, or you're going to be happy with yourself. Just notice these things, because like in the emotions episode, like that would be big. You can take we won't go into it. But just notice how you feel. Easiest way to say it. Look, just notice how you feel. Are you feeling better? Are you feeling worse? Are you feeling proud of yourself, or are you not? Okay, so that's the main thing. Start acting from who you want to be, and then notice how you're feeling with it. And last one then, notice how others react. Yeah, so what'll also happen here now is once you start doing this, you will see the reactions of other people. So maybe John doesn't like that. Maybe John's like, oh, geez, Mark, you used to be cool. What's going on now? Think you're too good for us? Or anything, like, you know, there's so many different variations of that. But basically resistance. Like, if you start getting resistance from other people, few crucial things here to realize. And I'll even just quote Ed Lattimore. I have a doc with about 160 pages of quotes of wisdom from all parts of life. But in terms of being your authentic self, this one I love was, when you establish personal boundaries, you only get resistance from people who took advantage of their absence. Okay, so when you establish personal boundaries, you only get resistance from people who took advantage of their absence. So in plainer English, the people that are giving you resistance when you start acting from value over fear, they don't want the version of you that serves you best. They like and want the version of you that serves them best. Okay, so important to understand that they don't, quote, like the real you. They like the version of you that suits them best, that makes them feel good. So is that a real friend? In my opinion, no. You can make up your own mind on it. For me, friends add to your life. They don't take away from it. Friends want you to be your true self. They want you to act from the things that you value in life, and they want you to get after. That's my version of a friend. Okay, so that's a crucial thing, because it's going to happen. And if you're not self-aware enough to understand these things I'm saying, you might just feel a bit bad. Maybe now you're not fitting in so much, and you're feeling a bit lonely, and then you'll start acting from fear again and go back into it. But you're not going to feel good long term. Look, make up your own mind on it. But that was a crucial thing. Like, when I read these quotes years later, they're just epiphany moments. Like, it's things that you know from feeling it, but you can't articulate it yet. And then when someone articulates it, you're like, holy fuck, that is it. That is exactly what I just couldn't really figure out myself. So hopefully I'm passing that on to you now as well. But yeah, they were huge for me. Like, that those kind of people, they want the version of you that best suits themselves. Okay. And then, yeah, the last, very last thing is decide if you want them in your life or not. That's up to you. So there's the three steps. So we've covered them all. How long did that take? Not too long. Okay, so yeah, we'd verify on your values. Then second step was notice when you act from fear over value. And then the third step was practice acting from value over fear. And it's all a process. It's not as if you'll do it once and you're like, oh yeah, I act from value for the rest of my life now. Like, even to give you some recent examples for me, like, even to stick with the timeline, look, I said up to 23, excuse me, the kind of people pleaser. You could say I was acting from fear in all parts of my life, actually. It wasn't just, let's say, social interactions, give up on my soccer career because I didn't make it at a younger age and, you know, it's, quote, not safe and I should, you know, get the pensionable job, etc. So that's what I did. I went to college instead of pursuing a soccer career over in England. So that's acting from fear again. So it wasn't acting from the value, the thing I loved then, which was soccer. And yeah, going into the career as well, going into the 9-to-5 life and just kind of playing the game and stuff and masking the things I wanted to say and the things I wanted to do. I'm acting from fear again, fear of not having enough money to sustain myself. So then, yeah, after 23, look, coming through all that, not giving up on my physical freedom and getting back to sports I loved, even though I was told I couldn't do it, left me acting from value. Like, I value my body, I value training in the gym, I value jiu-jitsu, all these things, and I wanted to do them, even though, you know, doctors and experts were saying you can't, like, your body isn't able. So instead of acting from fear, that was the kind of turning point. Like, I wouldn't have understood this stuff at the time, but that was the turning point, the whole guy who didn't settle thing. When I settled, I was acting from fear. But the guy who didn't settle, that was the version of me now that acts from things I value, not things I fear. So you can see the domino effect then. The first one was my body. I'm not going to act out of fear that all the doctors saying my body is fucked and, like, just mind it, manage it, don't make it worse. I'm like, no, I'm not going to live the rest of my life out of fear. I'm going to go after things that I value and try and figure it out. Try and find other ways to get back to gym, jiu-jitsu, etc. Which I did, which, you know, changed my life. And that's the Physical Freedom Program, doing that for others. Then going on to the career. Like, I just did that for myself. I never thought it would be my career or anything like that. But the domino effect just kept going. Instead of, you know, continuing the 9-to-5 life, now that I saw what I could do and I acted from value, same thing here. I'm like, I don't want to live the rest of my life in fear, you know, worrying about money and be on my deathbed like, geez, I wish I did all these other things. So I started acting from value. I value helping people in things I'm passionate about, and hence, you know, work to change that into my career. So it's the domino effect has gone the whole way. I basically live my life now through value instead of fear. That's the big flip. That's what gives me inner peace. And I live an exciting life now for me, we'll say. It'll be a little bit individual for each person. So that, yeah, like, it all kind of comes together. Once you know that, you'll start to see it in people's lives. And more than likely, if you're someone listening to this, if you've listened all the way to the end, you're probably similar to me. Like, you wouldn't like my content. I know that you value authenticity, is what I'm saying, if you follow me, because that's a big part of my content. So if you are here all the way to the end of my podcast, not just flicking through stuff on Instagram, I know you're someone who probably values authenticity and integrity. So it's just good to kind of realize that the people you follow, they usually embody the values that you want, but are probably too afraid at the moment to actually go for. And yeah, to finish off, actually, I have my quarterly planners here. So these are in the Lifestyle Design University, and I actually have my values here as well. So I write down my values and I have a little look at them every week to, again, like the episode here, to make sure that I'm acting from value, not acting from fear. Because it's so easy for anyone, even like me, anyone else, to slip back into acting over fear over time if we're not doing this work on ourselves. So I'll even read out my values that I have here. And you'll notice with my values, I have a verb after them. Because values can be a bit vague, like, oh, integrity. Like, what does that, how do I be a person of integrity? So after each value, I have a line on how to do it. So for example, number one, integrity, brackets, live true to myself. That's it. That's an easy one-liner. Like, put me back into that situation. John says, go for pints. Mark, integrity, live true to myself. What do I really want to do? I want to go to the gym. It's that simple. You know, so that's why I have those one-liners. So here's my values. I'll just read them out. Integrity, live true to myself. Courage, follow my own path courageously. Self-respect, gain my own self-respect. Honor my family name and ancestors. 4, capability and potential, become more capable, strive for my potential. 5, humility and wisdom, check my ego and keep learning, growing and evolving. 6, leadership, inspire and educate. That's why I'm doing this. 7, discipline. Discipline equals freedom. You know about that if you follow me on Instagram. 8, masculinity. Personal sovereignty, can't even say that word now, sovereignty, personal sovereignty and capability. Or in my own words, lead yourself and lead others. That's my own version of masculinity. If you can't lead yourself first, you know, what business do you have trying to help others with it? So like, even just from seeing there are 8 things that I value in life. And then when you look at my Instagram profile and my life, it makes sense. You can see why I'm living this way and why I'm doing what I'm doing, because they're the things that I value. Like, how would I whatever, like, let's say just to go continue with that random 9-to-5 instead of trying to make my passionate career, if I value things like integrity and living true to myself, if I value things like courage and trying to follow my own path courageously. Do you see what I mean? So it's just like, once you actually write down the values, get a strong why behind them, that's when you can actually start practicing them in real life, which is on step number 3 that we talked about. Yeah, I think we'll leave it there. So to finish up then, just the three ways that I can help you. So we've got the Physical Freedom Program. That's the one-to-one coaching program on how to overcome chronic pain and injury. I've worked with hundreds of clients in there across 37 different sports and activities over 3 separate continents, covering all joints of the human body. So if you do suffer chronic pain and injury, check that out. The link will be there below. And DM me on Instagram or send an email to guidancesettle@gmail.com for that or for anything. Then the Mental Freedom course is there as well. So a little bit about that today too. That's my self-awareness course that teaches you how to stop looping and suffering and skillfully navigate your own mind. You'll see the link in there. And then the Lifestyle Design University, a few stuff from that as well in here. So that's just €49. That's the blueprint to design the life true to yourself. So much useful stuff in there. And I wanted to make that one really, really cheap so that anyone can access that. So that's it. We're back into the podcast. Jeez, don't know how many times I croaked or stumbled or forgot where I was or whatever, but look, isn't that me being authentic here as well? Just being honest and showing you guys, look, this is never going to be perfect. Dropped off something there for a while, a bit rusty getting back into it, but that's it. You don't settle, you get back on the horse and you go for it. Cool, so that's it. Going to be doing this, well, how many times have I said it, but the plan, do one for the rest of the week to finish out the year. And I actually, it's funny because a post on Instagram this week I had said about like your movement diet. I'm like, look, in the Physical Freedom Program, I get people to focus on progress over perfection. If they do the program 80% of the time, they're going to get the success that they want. No one's perfect. No one does things 100% of the time. And if I do an episode from now until the end of the year once a week, I will have been 79% consistent with the podcast this year. Because I've missed, I think it's 11 weeks out of 52, which is like 21%. Yeah, so that's the goal. Look, and then the end of the year, podcast wasn't perfect, but I'll have, yeah, been like 80% on it. And there we go. Keeps us moving forward. So that's it. So don't settle. Live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.